News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
The European Commission has launched a series of measures designed to tackle the short and medium term impacts of the energy crisis triggered by the US-Israel war on Iran. And there are a number of steps, like delaying the move away from nuclear, like phasing purchases of gas so that everybody isn't rushing into the market at the same time and driving up the prices. But the one that isn't in there is a cap on the windfall profits that accrue to energy companies when the prices start to soar. Barry Andrews is with us, Fianna Fáil MEP for Dublin. That was kind of the critical thing, Barry, wasn't it?
Well, it was something that had been called for and expected. There were a number of member states had written to the to the Commission requesting that this. Five finance ministers had said it should be done at an EU level. So it was surprising that it wasn't included in the package. But as you said, there's a lot of very positive things in this package, which will allow member states to adjust their approach in terms of state aid and tax and various household supports in order to cushion the blow. But as you say, ultimately, this is caused by what's happening in the Middle East, and it's going to take some time to repair the supply chain for oil and gas. And Europe is paying a phenomenally extra amount, I think it's $24 billion since the start of the war, for oil and gas into the European Union. And it's impacting in all sectors. We all know it's in fertilizer. We know that it's in parts of the economy that aren't directly connected to oil and gas supply chains. But it's so I very much welcome the package of measures, but it's unfortunate that we didn't have an EU-wide plan for taxing windfall profits.
Is it also strategic enough in its overall intent? Because we saw with the Russian attacks on Ukraine that our level of dependence, particularly Germany's level of dependence on Russian gas, was deeply worrying from a security perspective. Now we see the level of dependence that we have on oil coming out of the Middle East and out of the Strait of Hormuz. Do we need to look again at how Europe powers itself?
Yeah, look, I think short-term measures are never strategic. So it's better to look at the medium and long-term measures. And contained in this is a commitment to accelerate those medium and long-term plans. One of the most important ones from an Irish perspective is the grids package. And as Ireland takes up the presidency of the European Union from the 1st of July, it'll fall to us to bring that package forward as quickly as possible. So Ireland, as an island nation, very much relies on imports of gas through pipelines, but also electricity through interconnectors. And at the moment, we have zero interconnection with the European continent, and we're really addressing that. So it's absolutely critical. We should have learned the lesson from COVID. We should have learned the lesson from the Iraq war. And now we're learning it again with Ukraine and with the current US-Israel attack on Iran, that if we continue to invest in fossil fuels, if we continue to subsidize fossil fuels, we are going to repeat this over and over again, and it impacts businesses, it impacts households, it impacts the overall economy. So electrification is the only show in town, and that's why I welcome the package that was announced yesterday. There are short-term measures to help people, but the big focus is on the medium and long-term strategic approach to getting towards electrification and decarbonization, and I very much welcome that.
Does that require nuclear?
I'm open to the discussion around nuclear because of the technological changes. You know, people talk about small modular reactors, but the timeline for investment in nuclear, for example, in Ireland is quite a long one. Plus, it's not just one nuclear, a small modular reactor. You have to have backup, so it will require two or three. And the scale of the investment and the timeline for such an investment is much larger than is going to address the problem here. But as you say, we have to be strategic about this. We have to look to other sources for electricity, whether it's geothermal, whether it, we move towards green hydrogen and e-fuels and sustainable aviation fuel. These are the future. We have to do everything we can. And in fairness to the government, they are investing a huge amount in offshore wind. And we saw a huge package announced by Dara O'Brien in the last budget. And I expect the same thing to happen in the coming budget. So, you know, yes, we have to deal with the short term. Yeah,
but Barry, I mean, you would know well, all of that sounds wonderful as aspiration, but sustainable aviation fuel, green hydrogen, we hear things like pump storage in the same kind of category. They're pie in the sky. It's fairies in the bottom of the garden territory when it comes to actual provision of the amount of electricity we need.
I totally reject that. I mean, I think these are definitely edge case frontier technologies. They are very, very difficult to invest in. Carbon capture is in the same category. And there's not the infrastructure around this to make it happen. But let's look at the Karab gas field. There's a project now being developed to bring to use the infrastructure of the Karab gas field when it runs out for green hydrogen. Equally, the exhausted Kinsale gas field, there's a discussion with ESB and others in a consortium to use that as storage for green for gas initially, but then to transfer to green hydrogen. So these are all live and proper discussions by private sector investors who've done the cold analysis of whether or not there will be a return on these investments in the long term. And they're very much in play. So I don't accept that they're fairies at the end of the garden. I think they are. They're much more long-term, they're much more strategic, and we have to work towards decarbonisation and get off fossil fuel dependency.
Barry, thank you very much. Barry Andrews, Fianna Fáil MEP for Dublin.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.